figures show business confidence was boosted by bets on a coalition election victory and an interest rate cut in August. National Australia Bank's monthly survey of over 600 firms shows confidence shot up to a reading of 6 from -3 back in July. Hopes the federal election would put an end to political uncertainty were largely behind the surge, but the survey did show conditions were weak, with a worrying downturn in employment. Elders plans to cut 10% of its workforce, or about 150 jobs, as part of a plan to return to a pure agribusiness. Elders also expects a $39 million loss because of weak live cattle exports. The 174-year-old company has reached a deal to extend its loans until the end of next year. It will use the financing for its trading businesses after selling off its forestry and car arms. Investors have welcomed the moves by Elders. Shares have shot up almost 11%. The major miners and Telstra also led the way. The broader Australian share market built on yesterday's gains after more positive economic indicators out of China. The All Ords added 0.5%, as did the ASX 200 index. Across the region, trade is positive as well. Japan's Nikkei is up 1.5%. And a quick check of currencies, the Australian dollar is trading near its highest level since late July.